Oh, yeah, brilliant. So if you want to do the Friday song, it's dead easy. Just record it on your phone and you can email it to me. Let me introduce you to my guest now, who's looking at me as if to say, hang on, am I in the right place? I've come to some madhouse. Patrick East from Exmoor Plastic. Good to see you again, Patrick.
Patrick East speaking. Good morning, Darren.
Nice to see you. Patrick is here to talk about the Maguire programme, which deals and works with people that suffer with a stammer or a stutter. Is it a stammer or a stutter, Patrick?
Either or. I think one is American. I'm not sure which one. I think it's probably stutter, but I don't think it really matters.
Yeah, okay. I just want to get it right. I don't want to be offended or anything. When we were down on East Reach, you used to come in to see us every year just to tell us about the Maguire programme. Just explain a bit about your background. Now, you have suffered with this for pretty much all your life, haven't you?
I have, yes. And since I could speak, probably noticed it from the age of 4, maybe 5 when I went to primary school.
And in terms of everyday life, how does having a stammer affect you?
Everyday life-wise, I'd say it's a question of, certainly in the past, when the phones rang, I've just completely dreaded that and wouldn't pick it up, would just avoid it at all costs, basically. Speaking to strangers or new people coming into the house, especially if it's a bit of a surprise. Basically, if someone comes up to you and sort of says hello, yada yada yada, it's sort of, and you freeze. Why? You used to freeze, just get that and nothing would come out. So that was how I'd describe particularly.
And there's no known cure for this, is there?
No known cure. No, it's only control, and there's lots of therapies that they do. There's the British Stammering Association. They're not really a therapy themselves, but they point people to them. Michael Palin Centre or Trust. There's City Lit, I believe, is another one as well. Starfish are one therapy place as well. The Maguire Programme, it's the one I am a member of. And yeah,
I think the Maguire Programme is probably the most well known of the groups.
I think it is, yeah. You've got the likes of Gareth Gates, the singer, who
won Pop Gareth, Idol. He was a big runner up, wasn't he?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, and Kelly. Kelly Brown, the ex Scotland captain and Saracens player. As in rugby union player as well. Yeah, Kelly Brown, he's a stutterer and is a member of the Maguire programme too.
So how does the Maguire programme work? So if somebody listening to this right now is somebody that suffers or has just discovered that perhaps somebody they know suffers and they're looking to get help, how does the Maguire programme work for people with this condition?
Well, the Maguire programme, basically, I heard about it through magazines and looking at the telly, seeing Pop Idol many years ago now. And then my father said, why don't you give that a go? It seems to be working for Gareth, or at least to giving him control. And I thought, I'm not sure. And my dad said, just go for it. So I did. I phoned up the regional director, Matt Wilton, who actually lives in Somerset too. He's out, not sure exactly where it is, but he's out near Shepton Mallet way, basically out in that vicinity. And yeah, so I phoned him up and he said, he ran through it a little bit, talked about the fact that it's run by stutterers, for stutterers. None of us are qualified speech therapists. But yeah, but you phone up Matt Wilton, who is on the Maguire Programme website, www.maguireprogramme.com. Yeah, so yeah, give him a bell and tell him about the fact that you have a stutter, and I'm sure that he can point you in the right direction, or at least in times of COVID, it's been a bit difficult.
That was going to be my next point, actually, is how are you all dealing with this during this pandemic? Obviously, Zoom and the internet is a way of doing stuff, but obviously you're not going to get the same feel about it, are you, online?
No, that's right, yeah. The fact of the matter is that is that the Maguire technique is a very physical thing. Yeah, it deals with the psychological side as well, but it's in essence a new way of breathing. So yeah, so you're really focusing on the costal breath, so the costal diaphragm or costal side of the diaphragm,
which is what we can hear you doing. You're really concentrating on your breathing while you're talking to us, aren't you?
Exactly. So yeah, I'm basically using that part of my diaphragm, that part that isn't the part that when you go to sleep you keep on breathing. You know, if you're sitting down watching television, you're keeping on breathing. That's your brain just doing it all for you.
I haven't seen you for a couple of years, and you, compared to the last time I saw you and the last time we did this, and I can imagine this kind of environment, a live radio interview, can probably make you feel a little uneasy, particularly if you're not used to it. But you sound and you come across as though you've really, really controlled it a lot more than the last time we spoke, which suggests to me that what you're doing is working. The Maguire program is really working for you.
Thanks very much. Yeah, that's very kind. Yeah, I've been working hard. I've done quite a few courses since we last met. I mean, the last course was in Watford in February of this year, just before COVID, and we were closed down. So that was really, really, really good to get that one last course in. But yeah, I've recently been, I did a course instructor intern course as well. So I'm now a course instructor intern. So I'm waiting my turn to hopefully coach or instruct, a course. So I've been working really hard on my speech, making lots of phone calls.
Mate, it's definitely showing. It's really showing, because if you listen back to this interview, which you'll be able to online a bit later on, perhaps over the weekend, you'll notice the difference in how you're coming across, which is brilliant, and it's great to see. So Patrick, we've run out of time, unfortunately. Thanks very much for coming in to tell us about the programme. It was National Stammer Day, was it a week ago, a week and a half ago? Yeah.
International Stammering Awareness Day.
That's it, yeah.
The 22nd of October. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I wanted to come in for that.
I think we left it a bit late on that one, didn't we?
So, yeah, indeed, yeah.
For various things. But well, look, let's keep our annual visit up. Okay, just give me a couple of weeks' notice next time and get yourself in here and we can talk about some stuff. And look, we don't have to do this once a year. If you want to come in again sort of once a month, once every 6 weeks to tell us what's going on, then by all means, come on in.
That's brilliant. Thanks very much.
That's what we're here for, is to help sort of promote what's going on locally. And you're not the only one locally that suffers. Yeah. There'll be a lot of people listening to this that maybe are a little shy about their condition and has sort of kept them hidden away, but don't, Get out there. Just, let yourself go.
Thanks very much. It's Friday. It's Friday. We love it. We love it.
Oh, mate, that was totally unexpected, but brilliant. Oh, wonderful. My guest is Patrick East. And if you'd like to know more details about the Maguire programme, Patrick, what's the website address, please?
www.maguireprogramme.com.